This is your brain. This is drugs.
He's Southern, and you can tell because he wears a cowboy boot.
A new world order. We're done.
Keep your hand off that dial. This is 102.4 Blue Room Inside.
Broadcasting on all planes of reality.
Everybody, and welcome to another week of Blue Room Insight. I am Daniel.
I am Darius.
This is Matt.
Why is it when I do it? Like,
it's just still so quiet, but so serious, and still like just, I am Darius.
Question, are you using the third intro on this one? Or the fourth intro? I don't know if you heard it, but the fourth intro, I added his little cap thing, so I don't have to do it anymore. So there's two of them now. So yeah. Like, when he does it, there's just another one.
Okay.
There's just so many pop cap clips and... It'll be so fun.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We all pop one at different times.
There we go, another one.
Yeah, I'm just popping tabs.
Your turn.
No, I'm going to do it a little... I'll do it at halftime.
Halftime.
When it's halftime.
I don't know, whenever I feel like
you'll
it.
You'll know when halftime is.
Yeah, you'll know when it is. I'll tell you that.
It's the podcast
I'll
5 minutes
I'll fucking tell
later.
You that. I'll fucking tell you when it is. What's new with everybody? How's your guys' week been?
No, man. Well, because my jaw was, swollen.
What happened?
Yeah, no, legit,
He took a lot of cock.
No. Kind of looked like it, but no.
It looked like that blowfish.
Yeah.
It looked like he was eating carrots.
No, legit, it kind of felt like a blowfish. Extended down, all the way down to here, and it was just swollen.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and I woke up one morning like that, and I was like, what the fuck?
Was it your lymph nodes, or what?
It was my lymph nodes, yeah. They're still kind of swollen, but they're not as bad as
Well, that's what we're saying. We're not doctors.
I'm assuming it was my lip nose. I first thought it was maybe an infection from my a tooth or something like that, even though I don't think I have any tooth problems. I do have wisdom teeth that are grown in and they hurt sometimes, so
get some pliers in the car.
Maybe it was that. Now it's growing into my gum, so it's I just need to go to the dentist, which I did get dental insurance recently.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You can get it that way, man.
But it doesn't start until February 1st.
We're almost there. We're so close.
Yeah, can you imagine just something happens 3 days before February 1st? I was like, what the fuck? Can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
That'd be terrible. Yeah.
Dude, I remember. Don't you remember when you took that? And we went up to, it was on our way up to Encounter Quest. Which you
was
ready for that?
Time?
Yeah.
I had a mustache, you know?
I thought so.
No, I think my beard was starting to grow back around that time.
It was right before it then.
It was after, because that was in March. Counterfest was...
April.
April, yeah.
It was April 1st.
Yeah,
it was the day after my birthday.
I mean, it's on the license when that was taken. So, I don't want to ever go back to that time. waking up every morning, feeling like a outlaw,
Why? Why did you feel like this? That was just last year, man.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. But, yeah, it was remember, because they had a warrant out my wrist. And they waved it outside the store for me to walk out after closing and pulled me over.
So he was having his, oh my God, my life is over kind of moments. No, okay, I get it.
It was a whole year.
Yeah,
it was a whole timeline, man. It started with me just getting pulled over with my headlights.
America's Most Wanted.
Next
Jeremy
day
Walsh
it happened again, and I didn't realize. I just, for some reason, thought that it would be put on the same charge. I only got one of them passed. The other one did not get passed for the same charge. And they put a warrant out for my arrest. And then they found me, finally, a year later.
They found me.
They fucking found me. I don't know how they did it.
You know where I fucking live, but like, he finally found me.
He said, I don't know how they did it, but they fucking did it. It only took him a year. You're just like calling him out on this shit. He goes, oh, you want to make it? You want to make it too?
And then they put my court date on a Saturday.
Yeah, and that was yeah.
I think that helped.
And that got all thrown out, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they did that on purpose so it would just get thrown out. Did you ever think of that?
Crazy, dude. If that person was like looking out for me right there, like, yeah, man.
He's like, this fucking guy. Don't worry about it.
Well, because also remember I waited. Don't worry about it, boy. I took time off for court and I was there for 7 hours just for him to forgive my name and thing.
Yeah.
I was scheduled for the first court date. I went in there. They forgot to put my name in there. And they're like, yeah, man, you just have to, you just leave and we'll call you and we'll give you a new court date. And I was so beyond pissed right there. I just walked out and I was like, I was in the courthouse. I was about to lose my shit, but I was like, nope, just walk to the car.
Better go tackle a judge.
Did you guys see that guy that jumped in the aquarium?
Yeah.
I haven't.
You show me that. Yeah.
No, you didn't see the picture. Uh-uh. Of a guy that jumped in a tank at Bass Pro Shops, the big aquarium.
No.
Dude. I got some pictures to show you guys. So this guy jumped in there, and it was basically for I gotta find it. So it was this guy jumped in the thing. Yeah. So this guy, that guy.
What the fuck?
That guy.
Why?
What do you mean? Here we go. Is that better for you?
Like, why did he jump in?
I don't know. But, like, it's funny. But that has been, like, the...
Been hot.
Like, that's been out. That's been going around the internet.
Why about that, tunnel found in New York?
The Yiddish?
Jewish tunnel in New York.
Yeah. Skipper, what did you tell me it was used for? Or what they said it was used for?
Apparently they were built like during lockdown so that they could continue worship while avoiding the restrictions.
So it was like a worship speakeasy?
Pretty much.
Did we cover Miami Alien last? Or was Miami Alien? No, we didn't talk about it.
Okay.
I think it was lights.
Apparently there was a guy who was on the ground level and he's like, yeah, I keep hearing like Yiddish prayers coming from underground, but I'm on the ground level. We have no basement. And he like kept posting about it. People saying he was crazy. And then when it came out and it was that, he's like, who's crazy now, motherfuckers?
Yeah. I saw that on Twitter. That was actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
He had like a whole collection of all these tweets about him talking about weird shit happening under his
There's house. Yiddish in the walls.
Or Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, that Epstein list hit hard, didn't it?
Yeah, he was mentioned, I think, once in the documentary. They said that he was just into, like, giddy stuff.
In what documentary?
In the documents that were
released. Oh, documents. Yeah,
not gotcha. In the documentary.
Well,
not yet.
It wasn't necessarily kiddie stuff. It was...
No, it was...
Underage.
Little people solving problems on a chalkboard that's a little too high.
Yeah, exactly what he said. Yep. That's exactly what it said.
And orgies.
Like, did he watch or did he participate?
He doesn't mention anything like that. I just said he was into...
No, he was into it, so I'm assuming he watched. Or he did it.
Because well, I watched someone digest the documents down. They ate all that shit. I'm sure. But they typed in... They were just typing in, like, flying stuff, and they were trying to, like, dig deep into it, and they found only, like, one thing on him.
I gotcha.
Because there was a lot of fake stuff going around, but his name was on there.
Crazy ass shit, man.
I think Bill Clinton's was on there, but Al Gore was not in there at all. And so...
Good for Man Bear Pig.
Good for Al Gore, but not Bill Clinton. And the video I sent you guys was Bill Clinton smiling after being asked.
I saw it already.
Video. Yeah.
I saw it. And it plays, what is it, Everlong?
Yeah, Everlong.
Yeah. You feeling okay, buddy? You a little tired? Long day? How was work today?
Long.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
You have a hard day?
Yeah, you have a long hard day.
You don't need to do that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You can go on back. I've got a saddle.
He doesn't have a stallion hat on today.
No, but he has his Lambo field hat, and I see cowboys wearing these kind of hats. That's worn just about right. And he has the jean jacket on. Come on, he has the jean jacket. Now it's even better. And Darius can watch because he has a Carhartt on. That's literally like worked out of. Yeah. So he said I bought it this way.
I did, but it wasn't for that. It was just because I like the jacket. Actually, whenever people talk about it, like, man, I just love how worn out it is. And I'm like, I actually rather it be like new, but yeah.
Everybody, because they like.
Some dude tried to buy it off me at fucking the mall. He was like, yo, man, I'll buy that jacket off you. I'm like, no, it's all good, man. I appreciate it, though.
Because he looks like a working man.
I don't know. I just went into, it was like a Foot Locker, I think.
Look, see, look at this. This is new. Okay, this is fresh and clean, right? Look at that. Clean.
Yep.
You're the 90s fancy cowboy. Darius is the oil rig man.
Look, man, this is comfortable, okay? Get off my shit.
I'm over here wearing like we're at my house, so it's a little different, but and like
some, I like the color.
Some shorts.
Okay.
It's a good jacket.
I do like the inside though.
Yeah, I like the inside. That's the best part.
Yeah, the best part. This is the best part of the trip. The best part. You know where that's from? It's off parade.
No.
The transition where it's like this is the trip. The best part. The best part.
It's been a minute since I've listened to Soft Parade.
It's okay. It's soft.
But I did just catalog it and put it in my stuff.
So did you just get it too? Or?
Yeah, I actually did.
Oh, okay.
But I got a new one.
Yeah, they didn't have any doors there. They just had, I take that back. I completely.
They have a lot of doors there.
They had a lot of doors, but it was all the ones I owned.
They had that. Did you check the new? Like right when you walk in? I did.
Nothing in there. But they. Oh, you're talking about when you first walk in?
Yeah, right when you walk in, they had that life thing.
I think they had the first one.
I got four of those.
And then Morrison.
They're coming in the mail.
Morrison Hotel. The one I was looking for was Strange Days.
Hmm.
No, they had no Strange Days.
I have Strange Days too.
I don't.
I also just got it. So I bought their last one, I'm assuming.
They did have Waiting for the Sun, but I just can't get it to buy it. Like, I don't really care for that album. I do like the songs on it, but I don't really.
I had a couple of Velvet Underground. They had the live one that I wanted.
Yeah.
And they had, what is it? White light, white heat.
Say it looks like a mugshot.
Yeah. What is it? White heat, white light. Velvet Underground.
I actually didn't go into more of Velvet Underground, but I decided I'm gonna finish the Doors, like my collection.
Oh, nice, man. Well, that's cool. Well, then I'll keep a lookout. You have Morrison Hotel?
Yeah, the only ones I need right now is Waiting for the Sun and Strange Days, and then I'm technically done with the Morrison collection. I am done with the Morrison collection. I'm just not done with Doors.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, might as well get them all. I was thinking
there's only two more records left.
I mean, they both
have good songs on them.
I'm a completionist with movies, so it's like, why not?
Yeah,
but
that way, and the Soft Parade is an original, so that's cool.
Yeah, this is cool.
Did yours come with the inside too?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I wasn't too upset. I don't mind buying new with everything because I like getting like the posters and stuff too.
Yeah.
But like with old stuff, there's just some like almost all my Pink Floyd collections all original pressing.
My Dark Side is.
Yeah, my Dark Side is not.
Yeah, I have an OG Dark Side.
Like OG Dark Side or OG repressed Dark Side?
It's probably repressed.
Because they do both.
I think mine is mine's 74, I think. So it was probably original.
Yeah, probably.
Because it came out in 73, so.
I don't know. It was a pretty big album, so.
But there's a lot of them, so it's not necessarily rare. Because it was a pretty big album, so they printed a lot of them.
Right, I gotcha. Yeah, I couldn't find one.
Really? That one was $50, though. I probably shouldn't have paid that much for it.
I got Animals.
I'll probably have to give that one another try. I think I was just in pissed off mood listening to it.
Oh.
I got in an argument at Chick-fil-A parking lot while I was playing, so I was like, I fucking hate this. Turn this shit off. And I just haven't visited since.
Wait. Why did you get an argument at Chick-fil-A parking lot?
I don't know. It was like we were trying to decide what to eat, and I was like, I don't want fucking Chick-fil-A. Or no. Yeah, no. So I don't remember. It was a while ago.
But you didn't want it.
But you got it, didn't you?
you did get it?
Yeah, I got it.
You fucking broke?
Damn.
Man.
Well, it was a good sandwich anyway.
So it wasn't even worth the argument now? It wasn't even worth standing doing.
So I think I'll revisit the.
Yeah, pick your battles.
I gotcha, man. I gotcha. Okay, well, let's go ahead and just get into our shit today. So we are talking about the abduction of one
Whitley Strieber. Christopher Walken. Or Whitley, or however you want to say his name. But Whitley Strieber, We got Christopher Walken from the movie, which came out in 1989. So, who wants to kind of jump in? Nobody? Matt? Mattyho? Okay, so Whitley Strieber and his family went up to his cabin in upstate New York. It was December. Or they went up for Christmas. They could, I think they got a little earlier, but it was 1985. But in the wee little morning hours of December 26th, my birthday, thank you, my birthday of 1985, something weird happened. He woke up remembering owls and weird shit in his room and kept look, and even looked outside for owl tracks and all that kind of weird stuff. And he also woke up sick, I think. He had some weird stuff going on. His ass hurt, you know? Some shit was going on. So he went to, happen. So he went to go... You're right, it can.
Wake up and your ass hurts. Man. Yeah, if you're lactose intolerant, then you already know how
there that is. There you go, buddy.
You drink some milk, you go to bed, you wake up, your ass hurts. Like
it's not really halftime. Just like, no. Anyways, cheers. Everybody. I'm okay.
Oh. You got actually an empty cup.
But it's not empty. Yeah. There you go. All right. So he, like, all this stuff kind of was happening, and he thought he was going crazy. So he goes and gets checked up, ends up seeing a hypnotist after some trials of figuring out if he's crazy and mental in the head, or if he is failing, like, with organs and all this other stuff, you know, if he's healthy or not. These are some things that he recalls. That morning, wee early hours of the morning of December 26, 1985, he was awoken by these beings carrying him outside of his cabin. He did not scream, but he just kind of was seeing where this is going, thinking he was in a dream. And he boards a ship. On that ship, multiple tests happen. Probing, samples, pricks, all these, all you can think of, right? And then that's it. Like, he just wakes up. So, anybody got anything to add?
From the account that I heard, he would always, every time they went up to the cabin, he would go down to check on his son.
Oh, we're not there yet.
We're not there yet?
Yeah, we're not there yet. Okay. So, all this stuff happens, and he kind of, like, freaks out in a sense. And now, him kind of thinking that he's crazy because he cannot figure out why he was hurting and why he was having these weird visions of beings, these, like, creatures with big eyes and stuff. He just kept having little dreams about them. Couldn't get them out of his head. Went to go see somebody, and he thought he was crazy, so he would tell his wife to, like, leave him and shit. Well, when he was talking to his hypnotist, they were talking about how, well, what it sounds like you're telling me is that you boarded a spaceship and hung out with, like, little aliens, little green men, is basically what they said. That, Whitley didn't even, oh man, that's crazy. Whitley didn't even think that that was even an option. He was actually, like, a non-believer. He did not believe that that was a thing. Like, he didn't believe in aliens. And even then, he still was kind of, like, hesitant to say it was aliens. But he told his wife whenever he said, like, hey, we need to talk. She thought that she was going to have to get a divorce because he was really being serious. Like, he was ill. But whenever he told her that it was aliens, she was like, oh, okay, that's fine. Like, basically, like, we can get over this. Like, this is just whatever, right? And they go back to the cabin, and they actually, before that, he writes a book, Communion. The book Communion comes out. He goes, was doing all the hypnotherapy some more, getting out a little bit more vivid details. You guys definitely go check out the book because it is fucking awesome. And it is kind of scary. Like, it is. Like, to think that, like, it, in a real, like, if this is real, like, wow, that's kind of scary.
And if I remember correctly, the book was marketed as nonfiction, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it's nonfiction, yeah. But the rest, I think, are fiction. Like, his sequels that he has, I think a lot of them are, like, their printing press or whatever, they would not allow them to catalog them as nonfiction. So yeah, he goes through, he creates this book with his wife wanting him to do this. His wife kind of collects it and forces it out of him. Now to give a little backstory, Whitley's not, shy to writing. He is already a prolific writer. He's a sci-fi writer, which, you know, kind of on the sci-fi fringe topic, right? But, he was a national bestseller. Like, I mean, like, he could write. During this time, he may have been going through a dry spell. I don't know. I don't know his personal finances. Like, you know, we can't really judge. Mm-hmm. But it seems like while I was looking stuff up, it looked like there was a gap, you know. he would frequent this cabin out in the woods in upstate New York. And he would bring his family out there. And after communion, he started bringing friends, and friends started having the effects happen to him. And then his son started having these episodes where Whitley would usually stand. He would always go check on his son, like Matt was saying, and he would go down there and he would like sit there with a shotgun, like in front of the door. And one day he fell asleep. And he had to run downstairs and go check on him. And he opened the door and he thought that he was in there. But as he approached the bed, he was not there. He was gone. And then he ran outside. He just felt like there's going to be something outside because, you know, this also happened. There was a spacecraft or a craft, I suppose, like on the tree level, like just right above the tree line.
All right.
Yeah, this...
Did he have a description of the craft?
Yeah, he did, but I don't have it.
Sorry. If I'm not mistaken, I think that one was described kind of like how the Tic Tacs were.
They operated the way the Tic Tacs were. Okay. So, possible pill,
yeah.
Tic Tac. Now, Willie is kind of now the poster boy of, like, alien abduction. A lot of people, I actually really like this story. This is one of my favorite stories. It bounces back and forth because you kind of feel like he's a good guy and he's really meaning well, especially when he's saying like these things that he calls them visitors because it is unknown and he's not trying to say that they're aliens. He even was talking about government, you know, stuff happening and he is just a side effect or something. And, it didn't look like he was trying to make a profit, but communion ended up making a profit. You know what I mean? And with that, he kind of changed his narrative of what he wrote. As in, he stopped doing the sci-fi stuff and he started books on UFO and UFOlogy and like alien topic. Which, I mean, would be smart because you're kind of obsessed with it now. Now, however, he has done a lot of stuff for contributing to people's accounts or encounters. And he actually has a book of letters, their communion letters, another spinoff of communion. And his wife like helped put together like all these letters, like 500 or something. I actually have the book upstairs, but the originals of all of them are actually in a museum in Texas, I think. So, like, there's definitely a lot of weird stuff going on. And during 1985, there actually was a lot of UFOs reported in upstate New York, especially in the Hudson Valley area. And then by 1986, just a couple months after this event, it skyrocketed by like the thousands. So, like, this became a hotspot, or in some cases, what some people would call a flap or whatever. But honestly, I think that it, I don't know, during the 80s, there probably was people to report shit to, you know? Like, you had MUFON and stuff. So, I don't know. His stuff is a little, it's a little, the only strange part is he's a sci-fi writer. Like, in all honesty. Like, if this was not a sci-fi writer and he had a different job, I don't think people would be, people would look at him like Betty and Barney Hill, yeah. Right? How, like, people really believe they were abducted. And I kind of believe more Whitley was abducted than Betty and Barney Hill. And that's only because his son has now said it. He's had friends that have said it. And those friends did not profit from anything. Right. He has seen the effects of it during the daytime. He had to get rid of the cabin. Like, he had to sell the cabin, apparently. And he was just like, it got to the point where it was scary to go back. And he's gotten very into, like, the spiritual world because his wife died. And, like, he you know, grief and stuff with that. But, I don't know, there's just, like, this weird, and if you ever hear him talk, like, he kind of has this whiny voice, but he has this kind of, like, a genuine, like, something, like, real about him where he's, like, it's almost like I care voice. Like, he's trying to, I don't know. It doesn't seem like at first he tried to profit, but it became something profitable that he pursued in. But who would have known that they would have taken off?
Because at the beginning, the way he was speaking in interviews, he just sounded like he just wanted to know what was happening.
Yeah, and literally, so a lot of the time, Whitley, the whole time until recently, and I mean like in the last couple years recently, he always said that what he encountered was the unknown. He does not know. He's not trying to say it was aliens. He's not trying to say it was government. Like, he doesn't know what it is. He's just trying to figure out why him and a whole bunch of other people have had this happen to him, right? So he did the book, and he tried to figure out all these things. And once people start seeing that face, especially on that book, that's when people start calling in and being like, I remember that face, like, exactly. And I actually think he read something too that kind of helped him, like, remember. And that's, like, how we remember shit. If, you know, if we get a little forgetty, if you're supposed to, you see something you're not supposed to, they jab you with something, so you forget. And then you start kind of remembering when you see something familiar, you're like, I've seen that before. And then you might start putting puzzle pieces together a little bit down the line. But, I don't know. It's kind of, you know, there's some interesting points of this. Like, his uncle, he was a lieutenant in the Air Force, and his name was E.M. Mickey Strieber. Now, I did not look him up. I didn't just to make sure he was a real person or anything. But I'll go with it because I was watching this, like, little doc thing, and it was talking about, his uncle in the Air Force who was stationed at Wright Pat. But it was, like, Wright Field at the time. And he saw the wreckage, the Roswell wreckage coming in. And he says that that was not, like, a thing. Well, he also started saying that there was a document out there called the Twining Memo.
Yeah.
Which I did look up to make sure it was real. And it is real. And it is public. And they basically, that describes how it's functional and how the craft, like, flies. And apparently, and this was in 1960, and this is a real document that I have on my computer right now, September 6th, 1960, this General Twining and Eisenhower and all these people, there was a top secret meeting, and they talked about how this stuff is happening, and our planes are flying next to these crafts, and we don't know what they are. And the British have been doing it, and the Soviet Union have been doing it. So this stuff has been common knowledge for now, like, a while. when I see that kind of stuff, that's when it makes me come back to the whole thing where, like I do believe that Roswell was something weird. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it was an X, like a craft or something. I don't believe it was a weather balloon. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying that it wasn't a X plane, like an experimental craft. But I'm also not going to say it's not aliens. Like, I could see that. But this situation, too, with him, Whitley, I kind of have it where, I don't know, just like the things I've seen, and the books that I've read on him, and his books that I've read, it does seem like he just is curious about what's going on. And a lot of the messages that he has are from a lot of other abductees, too, which kind of raises the question, like, okay, like, are they all just saying the same thing because they hear the same thing? Or is this really becoming like a big trend that is real? And that's the whole like save the planet. Like that has always like been the trend, is like we need to save the planet. How crazy would it be if the Elitist is like super conspiracy was to create this alien illusion, and it's really been the government the whole time, so that they can just keep pushing the climate narrative, so that they can keep like save the planet. And like, who knows, like maybe I'm not saying that, like obviously climate change is real, but like we're saying, like what if all those meetings and shit, that's like where they're funneling all the money, and all that money funnels down and like supplies like other covert ops or trafficking, you know, like where the real money is and shit. You ever think about that kind of stuff? Like, if that's how the stuff works out, like, if it's all that fake, because sometimes the shit looks like a fucking, I don't know, sometimes it just plays out too much like a movie.
Are they still picking you up in a UFO?
Huh?
Are they still picking you up in a UFO at night?
Picking me up?
Yeah, no. Like, in general?
No, never have.
No, I'm saying,
that's for all the abductions.
Yeah, these abductions for their abducting people, are they still picking them up in UFOs?
Oh yeah,
is that what you call a white van on the street, or?
That's what's happening. Is what they do is they dress up in like the black like unitard stuff, and they put like the eyes on, and then they get like the flashlight fingers, and they put like different colors on there, and they make like a rave
extended version of MK.
But like you have like you're either fucked up on like ecstasy or something or acid, and what you're experiencing is this like fucking weird ass thing. But really, and
that's why they're dancing.
They're straight, yeah, and they straight up put you in the van. They take your fucking kidney and they fucking put you right back.
For some fucking reason, Darude Sandstorm was playing during all that.
Yeah,
the guy liked it. The guy liked that song. They have you on ecstasy. I can see that being a thing. Yeah.
Dude, that'd actually be pretty. That might be a cool.
And he's just like,
that might be a good high, huh? That might be a good trip, you guys are saying. It's like, it'll hurt in the morning, but would it be worth it?
And then
it
they're just like,
fucking twirling around glow sticks.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, like a straight rave.
Alien rave. Yeah.
They're on ecstasy too. Like, there's a guy fucking like spinning.
And the reason why they don't do it anymore wax. Is because it's like, they just can't.
That was the 70s, man. Now they just, now you see them and they're all like dressed modern. And they just come over and they go over to like the stereo and they just press play on the phone. On the touchscreen.
And just sit on your couch and wait.
And then they just sit there. It's just like that. Yeah, dude, look at that. That's communion, man. That's the movie. Look at them dancing. That's a good dance. Like Christopher Walken dancing. You guys like that dance? Skipper, that's a dance you can do, buddy. Look at that Darth Vader looking alien. Yeah, so he described them as grays, and he also described insects being there. And, like toad looking ones, or like
toad is in like frog people, or toad is in like from Mario.
No,
that's scary.
No, more like trollish, I should say.
Okay. So like, what about the dancing, though? Did that happen?
I mean, like he wrote about that. Yeah, communication thing. I don't know.
It is.
Yeah, but I think he ended up hitting them. If that was in the movie, I can't remember.
I thought he did hit him in the movie too.
Yeah, but yeah.
Can you imagine hitting a fucking alien?
Yeah, so that, would you piss yourself? That document, though, that is real, and there's still a lot of it redacted. So, I mean, like...
That's scary.
I don't know,
as soon as you hit it, you just piss.
You're like, fuck.
I thought that was pretty interesting. What do you guys think?
Yeah, the only thing that is a red flag is him being already, like, a writer and and science fiction. But I don't necessarily think that that takes away from his credibility. I just think that he possibly just... The only thing it really helps is his way of actually expressing what he saw. You know what I mean? It all could be real.
Yeah. And he is a big... He's a big sayer, like, what he saw was just what he perceived. Like, it does not mean that it was what...
Like, he saw it, but he doesn't know what it is.
Like, he really is, like, on that train. But, however, recently, though, like, on Coast to Coast and other programs that I've listened to with him on, he has kind of opened up to the visitors were aliens.
Okay.
So...
Because they still have the picture of an alien on the cover. So, I mean, like... The famous one.
Well, that's what he saw.
Right.
So it was two eye holes and a mouth hole. Yeah, that's what he thinks he saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very narrow looking alien.
Yeah, but the thing is when that happened, a lot of people's their brains start triggering. Like, oh, and I get it. Like, you're gonna have some that want to jump on that train, but like, we gotta think too. Like, even older descriptions before that, that's kind of what they look like. Also, look at some little, you know. Artwork from the natives.
Besides cave stuff, was there any stuff like describing like greys, in England maybe or something like that, or like anywhere in Europe?
Yeah, there's like paintings also in Europe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of like greys and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, the like shape. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. I thought that was more of a 20th century color, thing. No, but like just the basic look for the gray almond eyes.
No, it's been like, around for a while. Just
big eyes.
Yeah, it's been around
black
for
eyes and
big black eyes, small mouth.
Yeah. It's been around big for head. A little bit. But a lot of the older stories are hard to get. It's fucking terrifying. So like, the black-eyed children.
Yeah.
And the Appalachian Mountains.
Moon-eyed children.
Moon-eyed children, sorry. So there's two ways that you can look at that. You can either look at that as grays or you can look at that as probably subterranean. Mm-hmm. Humans, which would be like the...
And there's different
Dover
hierarchies of grays, too, apparently.
Yeah. There's talls the blondes, and...
Which are...
I don't think the Nordics? Blondes... No, those are just Nordics. So you got... Yeah, so there's like blondes, two... I think there's two gray aliens, I think. I could be wrong.
The big ones and those small ones that are like the little slave ones.
Yeah.
The big ones are assholes.
I'm going to say it turns out the big ones are the slaves.
Small ones, you could probably be like, hey, man, I'm with you. I know how it is. And they're like, what?
Huh? Huh?
And then lines you see him, he becomes conscious.
He's like, what? What are you saying? He's like, I am a slave too. He's like, slave.
Okay. He goes, what is that?
What is a slave?
That's what you're doing right now, buddy. That's what you're doing right now.
You get him to join sides. It's crazy, man. Is a war on a UFO. And that's how Roswell.
And then happened. Like a race war.
That's Roswell.
Boom. Or like a race war between the Greys, and then we have a very economic war here.
Like you're like flying around.
We have a class war. Since
the UFO is like going all over the place, you're like literally like hitting the walls of the UFO.
And I don't think
like
that's how that works. I actually saw something, a document that might be still on my phone. I have not read it yet.
Was it on Reddit?
No, it's one. Okay, so I have a couple. Hold on. So we have strategic issues, future warfare, which I have not read yet, but that's about the that's about something that's really weird.
Someone going to the club. That's how I'm dancing.
Shit. Where is it? Is it Operation Dominic? No. That one's interesting. Oh, here it is. Anyway. All right, the Searle effect. It's basically the magnetic... it is basically how the magnets would make something fly. The propulsion of stuff. Here we go.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, so I was just looking at it the other day because apparently this has been around for a very long time. And this makes sense. And if you see, and if you guys know magnets and the force fields that it kind of creates, this kind of makes sense, right? Like this could be the propulsion that is making these crafts fly. And if that is the case, which by the way, guys, it's S-E-A-R-L effect, like E-F-S.
Searle effect?
Searle effect. Searle generator. Yeah, just check it out. I mean, it's something.
That's cool.
Interesting. I'm still looking at stuff on it because, like I said, it's old and
it is something that I don't know. Like, I don't know yet because I haven't read it. It's just super interesting to me. So check it out for sure. Skipper, what you looking at, buddy? Getting into something cool? Crazy?
I'm reading about the...
Searle Effect?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. But yeah. So what are you guys... what are you thinking, Darius?
Yeah, it's like what I said. I actually kind of... I do like the story a lot, and I still think that there is some stuff to it.
But you're still
It's just a fictional part. Yeah, that part kind of like, maybe it is just him, like, he was in a dry spell for a little bit of money financially.
Right.
So, like, most episodes, I'm like 50-50 on it. Actually, no, I'm like, I'd say I'm like 60%.
Gun to the head right now, man. Yes or no?
Why would you get gun to the head?
Gun to the head. Do you believe it happened? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no until I can read the book myself.
Oh. So he didn't want to tell you the 60-40. The 60 was,
when you put a gun to head, it's different.
He goes, when you put the gun to the head, that 60-40 flipped to 100 no. All right, Matt. What the fuck? Matt, what do you think?
So, when you were talking about the owl, that he saw that and he went outside to go check it out, it made me think of when we went to Withville.
Like, yeah.
And they were talking about, what was it, the false deer?
Yes.
And they see animals in place of the aliens.
And owls have been a big... Owls,
deer, and a few other things. That just immediately made me think of Withville and all the documented cases they have with that.
Yeah.
Maybe this is just the early one of that. And
I'm not sure. Or eventual, like, well-documented.
Right. And... Like we all agreed, the only thing that, like, puts... a dent in his credibility is the science fiction writing.
Right, which, I mean, honestly, if that's the only thing, then I'm kind of
But I'm leaning towards he probably saw something, yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, for him to be able to create all this other shit, like, I don't know. Not a lot. I feel like if it was very easy for this to be faked, then we'd have a lot more fun shit.
You watching right now?
Oh, sorry.
But you know what I mean? Like, we'd have a lot more flabbergasted. I was watching that shit. Like, that went the fuck, man.
And
like, this is insane.
Just like you said in the interviews, he seemed genuine when he was explaining it. And he's like, I don't know what I saw. He's like, it could have been aliens. He's like, I just want to know.
Yeah, like, I just want to know. What do you think, Skippy?
I don't think so.
No. That's okay. Have you read any abduction cases that you think that were?
As it stands, I don't think aliens visit and experiment on us.
I gotcha. Yeah, no. What do you guys think for that one? That's a big question.
So I kind of like the idea that, like, we at least had him visit once, and then, like, since then we've just built upon that technology, but we haven't seen him again.
I'm going for visit a lot, but not really experiment on us.
I gotcha. Yeah. So whenever they experiment, so I mean, in this case they experimented on Whitley. Do you think that then that was aliens, or do you think that
not
was
even just experiment? I'm just abductions in general. Right.
But to be,
I feel they typically have a more plausible explanation.
I'm really leaning towards just it's all government at this point. Like,
or like a private thing?
Or government like sanctioned UFOs? I'm sure if somebody really wanted to, it's not that hard. I mean, we all saw that Nope scene with those kids with the alien mask on. We believed it.
You know? So we wanted to believe it.
I wish that was the alien.
Let's say, we didn't talk about Miami, did we?
No, because it was a shadow.
I believe that it was. Yeah, it was just shadows, man.
I don't know why so many people... why so many police officers were there, though? What was the reason?
I think the reason was because if you listen to the call, they say a possible terrorist event.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, when you hear that,
everybody's going.
Right.
They're like, getting military.
Right.
Getting
so
police officers.
But, understandable. I mean,
That's what I think. But I also heard from one of the senators or something, they put out a
fucking alien recording.
They put out a recording of like the dispatch. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, if that was really the recording and it wasn't fake, then yeah. But so, Skipper, you completely think it's fake?
I don't think aliens had anything to do with it. If something happened to him, it was not aliens.
But do you think something happened to him?
I think he thinks something happened to him.
So, I mean, like, yeah, but if you think that they think that, then that's like an asshole way of saying, like, yeah, I think that did say it. Like, I think that did happen to them, but I don't want to say that because I don't want to sound, like, kooky. Like, you know? So, like, just said, like, do you think that he experienced something, whether it was mental or physical, whatever it was, though, he experienced something, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes people try to use cop-out bullshit, and that's exactly what you was trying to do.
I need to read the book.
Right between
I said exactly what I meant.
Where your woman lies.
And he meant what he said.
Once I read the book, I feel like...
You should have read the book for this, man.
I should have read the book, but...
Dude, they took his son. You think he'd bring his... I mean, we know that people out there really are fucked up, and they fuck up their children's life, right? But, like...
Give him back.
I mean...
They did give him back.
But, like, I don't know.
The aliens, the poem.
No, yeah. Well, hold on, wait. The implant.
Oh, yeah.
So about 2 years after this stuff was happening, he actually got an implant and said he started getting headaches. Had no idea how it got there. Is Dr.
Greer the one that people would go to for the surgeries? The one doctor that, like,
maybe, specified? Maybe, but I honestly don't know.
You know, but you've heard of the one doctor that was, like, that one that died recently.
Yeah, so I totally forgot about that, buddy. He got an implant in his ear, and it's actually medically documented.
By he got an implant, I'm assuming this is a non-voluntary implant.
Right. He found an MRI, whatever.
It's metal.
I presumed so.
Yeah. And it's like...
Space metal.
Yeah, they took a sample of it, and they have... We don't have anything like it. Yeah, that's a pretty allegedly. Big part. I can't believe... Right, allegedly.
They took
a
sample or they took the whole thing?
They had to leave it in there, I think.
Fuck.
Or maybe they left it in there. Maybe he wanted it left in there. I can't remember.
That's so weird. You leave it in there.
Well, no, because I think it was like a situation
probably where...
Like,
hooked up to the brain.
I can't remember. But he said, like, if he would bother it, it would, like, respond. So it
if
would
you
also
take
move.
It out, it explodes.
No, it would also... Sometimes it would move.
It's like a...
So it would go from, like, different parts of the side of his head. And I think that's what he was saying, was, like, when he would pick it, it would, like, crawl somewhere else.
That's...
Or it's just kind of free-floating in there.
Yeah, but, I mean...
It's like a Christmas
You doing this does... Like, me doing this right here, if I had something free-floating there, I don't think it would just... wander afterwards.
Dude, if that happened,
like, I'm pressing
it
in.
The fuck out. I'm sorry. But, like, if that happened,
yeah, like, I'm sorry, man, but I don't think that's out, I don't man. Think that's how
if,
that works.
It's like that scene from The Mummy when the bugs crawl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
Like, dude, or like
Alien.
Would you shave your head? I think I would, just to find where
so started messing with it. It started reacting. It's like
like
Christmas Vacation.
He pisses
himself and blacks out for 3 hours.
That's so scary. Like, does that implant, like, looking at yourself in the mirror and you're just like...
Not really.
But it is all medically documented. Like, all his stuff. So what do you think about that, then? You think the body just produced it?
Yeah, too much iron in his blood.
It's straight DMT, dude.
Dude, wait, that would be interesting.
You said this happened,
I don't know how that would
happen,
but that would
fact?
Be, yeah.
Like a DMT being produced physically, and it's just, like, left over.
Yeah, like something like that, because we can produce that in our body.
Right.
Or we do produce that.
So outside of the, whatever the implant was made out of, did they determine, like, if it was putting off any radio frequencies, anything like that? Did they run any of those kind of tests, or did they just say, hey, that's a funny metal?
No, I think I honestly can't remember. Yes, they did some tests, unsure of what it was on. They could have, I want to say that they tried to do a radio one, and it was something that I want to say it didn't test back,
but it had capabilities or something. Like, so it wasn't, there was nothing going on. Like, it wasn't on, but apparently maybe there was a time that it has turned on, because he talks about it a lot in a lot of things.
So,
but communion's pretty early.
When, how do they know it can turn on? Or are they just assuming?
I think they were assuming with like the, so
going, there's always a possibility it could just be like a passive recorder and doesn't transmit anything.
Yeah, it could be. I think it was more of an assuming thing, probably from other cases. No, that probably isn't the doctor. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's probably them assuming. But yeah, I don't know.
And I got something to show you.
But that shit is interesting when you apply that. And to be honest with you, that I do think that Willie Strieber, like, it is more believable than Travis Walton for me. It's also, I believe him more than Betty and Barney Hill. If I had to weigh them.
So of the three, he was kind of just paired in with the rest of them, but this implant, I still don't think it's aliens, because if it's aliens, I can almost guarantee they have better technology than just sticking an implant in someone. After already keeping an eye on him for a couple years.
Right.
Well,
maybe the implant is how they're keeping, like, it's just a tracker. They just put it in you, kind of like we do to dogs or something.
If he was his dogs.
They, you know what I mean?
But why do that after?
It's a microchip. Maybe they were running tests first to make sure that he was qualified for whatever, I don't know, whatever purpose. Like, what's the purpose already? They're doing tests.
What I'm saying is,
it's like a product of, like, something, putting something in their blood.
That push it, that for me pushes it more towards the
or what if you
government have the, aspect.
Right. No, I get that. Okay, so.
Or if not government, some kind of shadow organization.
I think if there's independent, I could see independent. Yeah. Like, if there's government, they got to be private, right? There has to be at least one or two private that's out there. Yeah, that's, I'm gonna go, I am actually still pretty heavy
as
on
much
it.
As I enjoy aliens, I don't think they're just there screwing around with
they
us.
Are here, no, though.
Where are you on the show? What the fuck?
Dude? No, it gets
why? They're just showing us where they all are.
The next one. Oh no, it's the one after.
I mean, it's like,
what the fuck is it?
Matt's like calling it all wrong. It oh, dude. Oh, was that it? I mean, it was fucking. Okay, that one's fun. That one's alright. Is that it now?
It's Tower of the Alien. Yeah, that should be it. Oh.
This is just a video of
Alien Dancing.
Alien Dancing.
Yeah. It's terrible.
That came out in 2019.
It's terrible stuff. No. Yeah, guys. Well, for me, I'm going to say that I actually do believe. I lean more. I believe. I'm kind of on the... Damn.
Honestly...
He was abducted. That is what I'm on. I believe that he was abducted. I'm leaning on the aliens. Head, gun to head. I say aliens abducted.
Let's assume that this and Fire in the Sky
that's fiction. That's neat, right?
Let's say Fire in the Sky and this are fiction. Like, we just know what it is. Imagine it was that. Okay, which story is better to you? Probably this one, right?
Fire in the Sky story... As a story, it was pretty good.
The story for Fire in the Sky is better, but the credibility of this one is better.
I agree.
Yeah, but who knows, man? Maybe we're just assholes and Fire in the Sky was also real. Maybe they're all real.
Yeah, we missed.
Who are we to fucking say, you know?
As a conspiracy alien everything podcast, yeah, we're kind of like that now, aren't we? We're just like the government.
Yeah, we're kind of on that now.
We're just jaded. That's what we are.
Yeah, we are. We're just jaded motherfuckers.
The first episodes we weren't.
Did you guys ready for the Iowa caucus?
Excuse me?
Iowa caucus?
Is that the next? No, the next episode's conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. But that,
when is it?
It's like 6 days away from now, so by the episode.
Fuck. I feel like next conspiracy corner is going to be crazy.
You know,
like that Stephen Hawking, you got like so many things. Alien Miami Alien.
Wait, I mean, not name? Even just Stephen Hawking. There's also, you know, the rest of the list.
Stephen Hawking is the focus.
He's the most memeable.
He's the most...
Because he's dead.
If Tom Hanks is on it, that's just a tragedy.
Well, he hasn't been yet, which is good news for us. But yeah, guys, you guys got anything else to say?
Nope.
Nope. Alrighty. I need some new chachos.